Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously most crucially important. Today on This Is Important.
Everything else is gorgeous, but Adam Scott's beard looks like dog shit.
If you drink it through your ass, it's all G.
Look, I'm Adam Devine.
Like when a breeze blows on a puppy's hair, it looks like a field of wheat.
And here we go.
Oh man, it's good to see you guys.
Yeah, baby.
Well, should we talk about the big news of the week?
I might. I don't know.
Or do you guys know what happened?
What? You're coming in hot.
Yeah. A lot of people are thinking, are they going to tackle these hot button issues? And yeah, we are. Guess what?
Hot.
We got merch.
Ow. That's right.
We got merch.
We got merch.
It did kind of get buried by other headlines.
Yeah, a lot of people were talking about like storming capitals or other like riot events.
Inciting violence.
I feel like people kind of blew over the fact that we got merch.
Yes, we have it.
Right. And here at This Is Important, this is important.
That is what's important. How much? And let's talk about the merch.
I would love to.
Let's talk about it. It's so good.
Like, we got a hoodie.
It's so comfortable. It's the most comfortable. It's soft on the inside.
I love how soft it is.
Yes.
Because I like to wear my hoodies without a shirt.
Right.
Me too.
I do too.
Underneath, just because I like to feel I like my nipples really cozy.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I don't wash them for a while, as long as I can go without washing them, so that inside layer is nice and soft and the nips just hit just right. Because it's getting cold down here.
It
does
change when you wash it. But not ours. I guarantee it.
Hey, and that's a guarantee. Allegedly.
That's a guarantee.
Oh, allegedly it's a guarantee.
We're doing guarantee. Medium or large for your body type?
I'm a medium only because my midsection could fit into a large. Let's say I'm a beefy boy. You know, I'm built like a little, like a miniature truck. Like you take a regular size truck and you just squeeze it down. But it's kind of the same proportions, just tinier.
Mm-hmm. You're like an Isuzu trooper.
Yeah, I'm almost exactly like an Isuzu trooper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Is that what I feel like? I'd be like one of those ISIS trucks, like the Toyota ones.
A Zamboni?
No, like
an ISIS truck. What do you mean an ISIS truck?
Yeah, they all rock a Toyota. They all rock on those Toyotas.
ISIS the terrorist?
ISIS the terrorist group? Yeah, ketchup.
I think I know what you're talking about.
They all rock Toyotas.
With the turrets on the back?
Ketchup?
Yeah, ketchup to what I'm saying.
Oh. I thought you were talking about a condiment.
And Blake, what are you rocking with your fit model body? What size do you do?
Yeah.
Well, you know, as we've established, I'm from the Bay. I like everything a little bigger. Right. Let's go large.
Yeah. Almost 40 years old.
Oh, that's the drop.
Well, see, I feel like you could fit in a large. Wow. You can fit in large because I have T-Rex arms. I got little... Mm-hmm. Like these arms, there's not a lot of length there. So if I go, then I'm a child and I'm not trying to look like, I'm trying to look like a man.
Right.
That a boy.
I'm a man.
Yes, you are.
All right. All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, I am.
Okay.
Well, seems like you're saying I'm not.
No. Not at all.
Hey, Kyle, I'm almost 40, dude.
I know.
Sweatshirts the only thing on the site? What is the site? Where do I even go to get these? I got it sent to me from the source. I didn't have to purchase mine, thank goodness, because I'm part of the team.
It's thisisimportant.merchcentral.com, playboy.
Thisisimportant.merchcentral.com?
That's right.
Woo! I thought you said .com for a second.
Nice.
I was like, what?
Honestly, people can just follow at podimportant on Instagram and get all the information there because I know you're not getting it here, baby.
He's the best.
There's a cool dad hat, you know?
They are the best.
The dad hat is what I'm all about.
Why do we call them the dad hat? Is it just because dads, when we were kids, wore hats like that? But I also wore hats like that when I was a child.
Don't know any dad that wore a hat like that.
Yeah, I don't know why we call them the
why
dad hats.
Why are they dad hats?
Wouldn't a dad hat be like a fedora? That feels more like a dad hat.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, your dad's got style.
Specifically, that'd be a your dad hat.
Yeah. Well, no, but how many children and teenagers were rocking fedoras? It was like maybe it was a grandpa hat. Maybe
I
that's
feel
a grandma
like
hat.
Our generation was the generation we didn't. Because we were, I mean, let's admit how cool as shit we were, but we weren't, but it was our, there's a reason that in Workaholics, we made the joke of one fedora per crew, because you would go, you'd be like one of those fancy Hollywood nightclubs that every once in a while we would spend too much money and go to, and and Durs would be like, let's go out tonight, and then it'd be us.
Bottle service. Where are good jeans?
It'd be us, like, lining our pockets with booze.
Strapped up.
And slipping them into our drinks. For sure, people are like, these guys keep reaching their pockets, they're roofing everyone. Steer clear of the dirty-looking guys and the midget with the afro.
Who was that?
You guys are the dirty guys. I'm the midget with the afro.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I was like, what? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gosh, you have so many similes for what your body is.
And Durs looked like he belonged there, so they're like, he seems cool. I don't know why they brought him.
He's the way in.
So you think a fedora is a dad hat, and a dad hat is not a dad hat.
I'm gonna take that back. Cool. Fedora's a grandpa hat.
That makes sense to me.
That's right.
Generationally,
that's right. Makes
sense. Yes, that is like specifically like a Cuban grandfather.
I think my grandpa wore dad hats more when I was growing up because my dad was like wearing trucker hats.
So it's a grandpa hat.
I kind of feel like
my dad wore trucker hats. My dad wore like John Deere hats. And
yeah, I feel like that's what our dads wore, trucker hats. So why do they call these fucking dad hats?
My dad wore a stash cap. Is that what it is? Like a poor boy cap.
He was a paper.
Like a newsie?
He's a paper boy.
Yeah, like newsies. Yeah. In the winter, wore that.
That's fucking
tight. That's fucking cool, dude.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Phil's got some style. Who
knew? Not like a Kangol, right? That's not like the backwards Kangol look.
Essentially, it's kind of Kangol-y, but it doesn't have the shape. It's not firm like a Kangol. It's got
Has like a print, right? Doesn't it have like a plaid or something or no?
They're like grayish.
I want to say his was just Harris tweed.
Yeah, tweed.
I'm thinking tweed. Thick. Yes. Yeah.
I loved the movie Newsies as a child because I was like, hey, I got to go on strike. I got to sing with my boys and go on strike, start some stuff on fire, ride a horse.
Is that Christian Bale?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bale's in that.
Yeah, Christian Bale fucking crushes it. Pair of new shoes with satin laces.
Hey, don't make us pay for that.
Hey, no, it's only if you do 15 seconds of it. Can you do?
I kind of just don't want to hear
it. On my own. No.
Adam, we're going to have to pay for that.
Adam, don't make us listen to that.
Yeah.
Nothing can make it better.
Will you please be quiet?
Oh, dude. The Labyrinth drop, the E40 drop, my man.
Sorry, man. We're going for it.
Is Swing Kids a different movie than Newsies?
Yes.
I don't know what Swing Kids is, so yeah.
Swing Kids was like...
That's about Nazi Germany. Newsies is about, like, New York, right?
Which one of those movies has the, like, the third act, like, fucking sad moment where the dude slits his wrist with records?
With records?
That's Swing Kids.
That's Swing Kids,
right?
Yeah. Swing Kids was heavy.
Yeah, that shit was too much for me.
Well, yeah. Newsies was way before records.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there was no records, I wouldn't think.
No, there's for sure records in Newsies.
When did records come out?
What year are Newsies?
That's a great
question. It was like 1910 or some shit.
Yeah, that's a little bit before. They still had them, but they were a luxury. I have like a 1935 jukebox out there.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Do tell.
Fancy. Rich guy.
And that had like hard plastic records. They weren't even vinyl yet.
Give it to me, baby.
Is this a Wurlitzer? What are we talking here?
I think it is a Wurlitzer. I believe it is. Yeah, I got it from my grandpa. It doesn't work, but I have all the records.
It doesn't matter. They're so fucking tight. They just look fucking dope.
1899, guys, Newsies. 1899. So I stand by what I said. Pre-records.
Nah, I think there's records already.
Well, I think they were like new tech at that point. I think they were new tech.
Hot new tech.
Isn't that crazy? That's crazy to me. The old is new.
Durs, you know what I did with this fucking jukebox?
Kyle?
I changed all the lights, so the lights are on. And then I hooked up my Sonos, so now I can control the jukebox with the actual speaker from my iPhone.
Awesome.
That's fucking tight. Wait, so it's playing... Wait, so where's the sound coming from?
The sound is coming from what's called a Sonos bridge that then takes my Wi-Fi signal and I take it to a cable and I plug that into the actual speaker of the Wurlitzer. And out of that.
But the music is coming from the Wurlitzer.
The music is coming through the Wurlitzer speaker from my Sonos.
Wow.
Got it. So the,
yeah.
the
thing sucks.
So it's not operational, but the music's coming through it.
Yes. I'm using Copy like that. The amp and the tubes That's of tight. 1935 to play my Spotify.
And why? Because you like the sound of like kind of shitty bad speakers? Or what's the deal? What's the purpose there?
Well, yeah, it's definitely not great. It's got like this like cool warmth to it.
Just to be like, ooh, we're old timey.
Yeah, and I really dig like mixing techs like that. I think that's fucking cool.
I like a good tech mix.
And is it the old little records?
It actually plays 78s, and they're like these plastic ones that are like, they're very hard. They're not even vinyl because it was pre-vinyl, which is kind of dope. Yes. But I haven't got the mechanics to work. I've only got the new tech to bridge with the old tech.
Wurlitzer, holler at my guy.
How long have you had? Haven't you had this for years?
What's up?
Haven't you had this for years, or is this a new thing? I thought you had this for like years and years at this point.
I've had it for years, but my dad and I just a year ago like did the hybrid.
Decided to get it to work.
Hell get your peckers out. Get them hard.
Yeah, we got our peckers hard, and
you guys rubbed each other's peckers.
That's freaking sick, bro.
Speaking of jukeboxes, like you remember, I don't know who was there, but two of you guys there were there. Maybe Kyle wasn't, but we got pretty drunk one night in Los Feliz and went to a bar and put on like an hour's worth of Drake? Or was it R. Kelly?
No, it was Drake.
On like those new school like touchpad.
Yeah.
And we got twisted and we invited somebody to Six Flags.
It was the bartender. It was the lady bartender.
And then she went and we didn't go, right?
What? Wait, I don't remember this part.
I think she's like, I'm at the Batman ride.
Yes.
I was like, I'm still sleeping.
We were super hammered telling her like, yo, like she just moved to town. Oh God, we're so bad.
We were drunk.
We were making promises.
I don't remember this at all. So this is specifically on you guys.
I remember the Drake commandeering of the jukebox, but I do not remember the Six Flags.
Not
flag
a bad
meetup.
Commandeering.
I mean, this was like Drake's first album. Like
first
nothing
or second?
You can think which
so
one had.
Gone?
You can thank me now. Oh yeah, it was So Far Gone for sure.
Was that the one where they had all the, like the big breasted women's that were in like the low cut tops and they were playing basketball?
My God,
what track was that? Was that You the Fucking Best?
Yes, She's the Fucking Best.
Yeah, She's the Fucking Best. I remember someone showed me that video and I'm like, this guy's a star.
Yeah.
Look at all these big breasts.
I was like, look at all these giant breasted women. This guy's a star.
He's a star.
He's got something about
him. Horny, baby.
He knows what people like.
Mm-hmm. I'll make you horny, baby.
I mean, they know in Canada. I mean, we've been to the Cactus Club. They know how to run a restaurant and have some low-cut tops out there. Don't get it twisted.
Club.
Do we want to inform everyone from the States about what that place is?
The Cactus Club?
Nah.
Yeah, that's all right.
No shout out?
If you know, you know. If you know, you know.
Yeah, shout out to all our northern listeners, Canada. You guys rock. I miss you guys. I want to get back to the Couve.
Can't
bad.
Wait to get to the Couve.
Is it only in Couve or is it also in Toronto and Montreal? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember seeing it in Toronto. But
Ottawa.
Cactus Club is basically, what would you consider? It's kind of a fucking Applebee's. It's like not that cool at all.
It's like a Houston's.
Maybe a Houston.
You guys are tripping. You are remembering it very improperly.
Remember how whatever the food was, and there's a million of them, and it wasn't that cool?
No.
You remember it how you watch television shows. You're like, this is bad, but I like it.
How do you remember it, Blake? First, give us your recounting of the Cactus Club.
No, Cactus Club, like the vibe is like Yard House meets Hooters.
Yes. Yard House. That's what I was trying to think of. Yard House.
Yes.
Hooters stretches a little far. It's not really that.
It had more of a bar set up and more of a club vibe, right? Yeah. Didn't it?
Yeah. No, like everybody working there is wearing all black. It's sleek. It's like
sophisticated. Yard House is a good way to say it.
So are we trying to start up a... Let's move over to Canes. We got a new franchise in our midst.
Cactus Club.
We might have to. We're pretty sophisticated.
Can you combine franchises like, Riff Raff's Tattoos?
Like Taco Bell Pizza Hut?
A Canes Cactus Club?
Yeah. Like, can you
combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, dude.
I'd go to a Cane's Cactus Club. Yeah, I'd fuck one of them up.
That would be tight.
Now I'm trying to think of what would be the sickest restaurant collab. Mm.
Yeah, for real.
Now we're talking.
Oh.
If it's really just Panda Express,
I was about to say
orange flavored chicken and any other restaurant, I'm down.
Yeah, if it's just orange flavored chicken and
goon with a spoon,
Chipotle steak, you just just those two specific things.
Bro, I ate Chipotle 2 days ago, man, and it was
Chipotle, dude. I love Chipotle.
Chipotle. Do you know what I did? I mean, if Chipotle's listening, hook a brother up again. You know what they did a few years ago that I've lost it. I don't know what happened to it. They gave me a fucking card that said, like, free Chipotle for life, as much Chipotle as I can handle.
For life or for a year?
It's not diarrhea.
No, I got one that said that it was forever.
Wow.
A forever card. And
Chipotle's the bomb.
It's the best. I love Chipotle.
Yes. It's not diarrhea. Why do you keep doing that?
I could get Chipotle every day, and then once a year, I could get a party for 100 people Chipotle. Right. And I used it all the time. And then now...
The cause of diarrhea.
It's not diarrhea.
It's
You're
not
tripping.
Diarrhea. Yeah.
Chipotle fucking rocks.
Blake just has the button. He has too much control. Yeah. He's got too much power. Drunk on his power.
But he did it three times, and I love Chipotle.
He's drunk on his power.
Do you mind
if I talk to you about... diarrhea.
Oh man, do you have a whole fucking 10 devoted to diarrhea?
I lost
now?
It. But the thing is I always felt like an asshole pulling it out because Chipotle's not that expensive.
Right.
And
right.
Usually like the guy that's working the counter is of the right age and knows who I am and is like, "Oh shit, what's up, Adam? How's it going?" And I'm like, "Oh, hell yeah." And they're like, it's going to be $8.97." And I'm like, I've got this card. It should be free. Yeah. And it says I get a drink and some chips as well. And they're like, oh, geez,
do you know? But also, it would be like, because I had one of those Chipotle free for a year two card shout out Chipotle. Same-sies.
I didn't get one of these ever.
We're famous.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I made you famous.
When you pulled it out, they would have to call. It would be like a production. It wouldn't be like they just swiped it. They had to call over the manager.
Never knew.
They had to ask for the ID.
They 100% never knew.
It was frustrating.
The only place that they knew where it was the Chipotle on Sunset Boulevard. Because I think they gave away enough to actors that enough actors would go in there and they were like, okay, we know what this is.
We've got another broke actor.
Yeah. Every other Chipotle, it was like a fucking event.
I stopped using it because people would be like, what is this? Who are you? Why did you get this? And I'm like, fuck.
It's okay. I'm on workaholics.
It's a show.
Do you have your phone? IMDb?
I'm on workaholics. On
right.
You're bringing your own. Have you ever had to do that? I have in order to get into my hotel room. Like I lost my key. I like lost my wallet one night and I'm back coming back to the hotel. We are shooting House Party season 2. And in New Orleans. And I'm like drunkenly back at my hotel. And I'm like, look, I'm Adam Devine. And I'm in the room I got a room and it's upstairs. And they're like, okay, you have any ID? I don't. And I'm like, look, just here. Just look me up. And they're like, what? And I'm like, look, I'll prove that I'm who I say I am. And I had them look me up. And then they still wouldn't give me a key. I think it was because I was so fucking drunk and they were just kind of like lording my drunkenness over me.
And you probably didn't look like yourself.
I was probably all fat-headed
and
bloated.
Your face was probably falling off.
They're like, okay, this guy's handsome. You look like a deformed troll.
Your eyes are melting out of your head.
New Orleans was another level. That was like...
That was the best. Well, the funny thing about shooting that show is we only shot for 2 weeks. We shot 10 episodes in 2 weeks. Yeah. 2 episodes a day.
Right.
But I still gained enough weight throughout that production as you saw my body morph even on the last few episodes of every season. You're like, Joe, Jesus.
Well, yeah. I mean, dude, your intake was at an all-time. I mean, I don't know, but it was very high.
I'm still going to send it. Yeah, I don't know if that was all-time,
right.
But it's...
That's why I kind of took it back. But
yeah, I was, you know, I go big. And with most endeavors.
Literally. You got to do one of those things where you take the picture every day so we can just watch you metamorphosize.
Just watch my face go.
That would be fun.
Like when they show like buildings getting built, we just see your face exploding.
That would be cool. You should definitely commit to a year of that.
My neck just start to droop and then get sucked back up.
That'd be cool. Like, that'd be dope.
Like that, the fox getting eaten by the maggots, but it's you.
What's up?
That classic time lapse of like the maggots eating the fox. Yeah,
I remember.
Time lapse is pretty underrated.
You guys don't see that when you close your eyes? Whatever.
Time lapses are very, very cool. Yes, they are. Thank you, Blake.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything that plays with time filming, it to me is still just unfucking believable. Like slow motion, the fact that we can see
like
slow
time,
motion.
Like you're talking time travel movies? Yeah, I fuck with them.
It's kind of time travel because it's capturing moments and slowing them down in ways that you're like, oh, the naked eye doesn't see that.
Dude, it is so bizarre that no matter how many times I shoot something in slow-mo, it's always like when you play it back, you're like, what the fuck? Crazy.
Like look when they pop that. A water balloon and it like is still there for a moment.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Or like if you just light like a Bic lighter and it looks like a nuclear blast, it's still like the exact same formation as if it was a bomb going off, but it's just the lighter.
We're so stupid.
That's the universe, man. That's the universe,
dude. It is so fucking cool.
Everyone out there's like, yes, it's slow mo. And we're just like, no, like. Like when a breeze blows on a puppy's hair, it looks like a field of wheat.
Dude, it's gorgeous.
Hey.
Life is beautiful, baby. The world is beautiful.
It really
place.
Is, even though it's going to hell in a handbasket.
Hey, sometimes, come on. Sometimes it's beautiful.
Thank you, God.
Praise God. Praise
True
God.
That.
Thank True. You, God.
What's that one from?
Animal
Thank
House.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, the end of Animal House, I believe.
When the kid's sitting on the bed reading Playboy, and then the woman from like the trapeze on the parade flies through his window, and he's like,
yeah.
Thank you, God.
Just drop down.
Damn, that's a good one.
I want to know what happens right after that. He goes, Thank you, God. And she's like, Hey, I was just in this horrible accident.
Hey, can you call an ambulance?
Piece of your roof in my side.
Are your parents here? Can I get out of this room? And he's like, wait, but God sent you. And they're super Christian. And then the parents are downstairs like, you are a gift from God. And it turns into some weird fucking.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's the horror movie baby. That Anders would write.
Yeah, I got to do that.
I feel that. You got to write that one.
Take some like throwaway moments in flicks and just start that. Start your movie on the throwaway moments. Classic throwaway moments. That'd
I should
be
call
amazing.
Universal. Whoever
Thank
owns
you,
that.
God.
Turns into the scariest horror movie. A total Blumhouse.
It's called Thank You, God.
Yeah, it's called Thank You, God. Oh, they lock this woman in a basement with a way too Christian family.
They seem like a nice family. The son was a pervert.
Oh.
Thank you, God. He was a gift for me.
Durs, you kind of look like the dude who made his whole family live in the basement. Have we talked about
yeah,
that?
Yeah. I got a picture somewhere.
Oh, what was that guy? Where was he from?
Where was he?
Europe, like Austria or Germany?
Yeah, that seems right. That
seems Austrian.
And he had a dungeon with 18 doors. And you're like,
yes.
If you build 6 doors, you're probably good, right?
You might be a redneck.
You might be a rapist.
But this dude's like
fucking
18.
Doors, man.
And if you see a picture of his face, he looks like he could be of the home descent.
Yeah, he
could
might be a distant uncle.
But he's truly terrifying. He's a terrifying looking grandpa.
Yeah. That shit is so weird. Also, it's very weird that like that was normalized enough for Kimmy Schmidt to have that as like the premise.
They got shit for it.
Oh, did they?
Like, what the fuck? I never quite got that. Like, what the hell? Like, it's feels like something horrific.
To be fair, it's comedy and who fucking cares?
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm here for the gigs and the ha-has, and if you're not, hit the road, Jack.
I don't care if you were locked in a cage.
It just never registered with me. I like it to be like grounded.
I don't care about you being locked in a cage. Where's the gigs? Where's the chucks? Where's the ha-has?
I'm here to laugh.
Yes, where's the gigs?
Oh, what is that? You got one of my little, what is that?
What I'm drinking?
Oh, that's just a La Croix.
A La Croix.
I sent you guys the little cans.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the can.
I invested in this company called Cannabis, and they're little weed drinks, like microdose weed drinks, and they're pretty fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm,
but I sent them to the guys, and I just must have blanked and also sent it to Kyle, because Kyle, you don't mess with the weed anymore, but are you dipping your toes in?
I mean, Here's the thing. I smoke religiously every day for
Did I throw you off the wagon?
No, No.
He was busy drinking them all.
Because I texted you that and you didn't text me back. I'm like, oh, hopefully I didn't throw you off the wagon and you're injecting heroin into your eyeballs now. And then I didn't get a response back.
Who's talking right now? Who is talking right now?
Oh, shit.
Adam is.
One at a time, please.
Adam, thank you very much for the cans. I didn't get back to you. I've been meaning to. But because it kind of made me think, like, why am I stopping marijuana? Like, what's up? You know what I mean? Man.
Friends. Weed every day. How many of us have them? Friends.
I smoke weed every 45 minutes for the last, like, fucking 10 years of my life, yeah, basically. Right? Like, that's what was up.
I'm still going to send it.
Yeah. So I took a break in June, and I took a break for, I'm at, like, 7 months now with no marijuana. Math.
I like that.
That's it?
Yeah, and now I'm like, okay, like, what's going on? Where
did
am I
you
standing?
Have one of them drinks?
No, I mean, I've had them before. I have not had it yet. I'm actually having fun experimenting with this shit called dadgrass.
Yeah, I'm into that. Mm.
That's just like pure CBD, because before when I was smoking, the CBD absolutely did nothing for me, like nothing. I would not even fucking waste my time smoking CBD. Now I'm like, I'm clean. And so I'm like, well, let me rip it up a little bit. What does the CBD high feel like?
Mm. Right. Because now you're not like you don't have maniac like tolerance.
Exactly. Like now I'm onto the CBD dadgrass, and I'm like, this is actually kind of tight. Like,
What is the CBD? I feel like I don't smoke like how you smoked, but I smoke almost every day. I would say, at least 5 days a week.
Get 'em.
Yeah. Would it affect me? I feel like every time I've tried to just mess with CBD, I'm like, a pooey. Give me the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's how I was too. I felt the same way. And now
What does it do for you?
Well, I did it for the first time today. And it felt just like not very head high, just a little bit body, but it wasn't much, which is cool because I do have a 2-year-old to take care of. And
responsible father.
And now everyone knows that's how you are doing your thing.
We're here for that.
Yeah, as you should. I'm going to be so high when I have a kid.
Dude, it's better than before. I was legit smoking so much weed when I was taking care of my kid. You know?
His little fingers with a roach clip.
Yeah. Hold this real quick.
Perfect.
This is the way.
You put it between his little toes.
Yeah. Like it was a lot. So I really, that's kind of why I peeled it back, because I was like, what am I doing? Like,
good call, dude. Responsible dad shit. I'm here for it, brother.
I like that. I dig it. Nice. Tasted the can, is that what it's called?
Can.
I didn't know how to open it. It's kind of a new opening, I like it.
Once you figure it out, it gets
easier. How many do you need to get fucking a little something happening?
Well,
I will drink like a couple a night. I'll drink like six to eight. I'll mix vodka in them. I do mix vodka in them, and they are delicious that way. But
that's a good idea.
Yeah, but a couple. Like, I'll like two or three, and you're feeling pretty good.
Because I took two gummies the other night and got rocked.
Yeah. See, edibles, I'm like, I like to ease into an edible. Like, so I have friends that'll just like munch down on a 25 milligrammer, and I'm like, nice. I'm not trying to go to the moon. I'm just trying to sit on the couch and watch a movie. So, like, these are 2 milligrams, so you have two of these, and then you eat a little gummy, and you're feeling fucking great. You know what I mean? Toasty. And not on the moon.
I think I had 230. Is that right for a gummy? 30?
That's big.
30?
Those cans are just.
Or maybe I had 2 15-ers.
Well, I mean, that's a lot, dude.
Yeah, that's
a big dose.
Sending it.
I was toast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's fun if you're like, I'm getting fucked up on edibles, which sometimes that's fun to do. But other times you're just like I'm at the point that I like to be high, but I want to have the option that in 30 minutes I won't be on the moon.
You can go for an all out sprint.
I can go out. I can go and smoke a little more, or I can have another little edible and just keep that buzz going instead of just, you know, peaking. That's why I don't beer bong that often anymore.
Yeah, we got to get back into that, by the
way. Oh, I did. I beer bonged on my birthday and I shotgunned on my birthday, and I felt like my body was going to explode. I like chug like 9 beers. I'm too old. I'm 37 years old and I'm just like pounding beers, and I felt like my body was going to pop by the end of the night. And I'm like, I understand why I haven't done this in a while. That being said,
hero shit.
That being said,
I'm still going to send it.
There it is. Oh. Thank you.
Dude, when we went, I remember when we went to New Orleans, that was the first time I fucked around with edibles, like in a major way, because I had just quit drinking. And like, well, so I needed something to do because I was so fucking fidgety in New Orleans. And I had these 200 milligram bars, like these little tiny doggies.
200 milligrams?
I was like, yeah, they were called Chiba Chews. I feel like they were early Chiba Chews, and that was still when before microdosing was the game. Right. It was like, how much can you fit into a small amount? And so they had put like 150 or 200 milligrams into this little tiny Tootsie Roll-sized Chiba Chew. Mm-hmm. And I fucking took the thing to the dome and watched The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. And
perfect.
You're like, oh my god, his life is secret.
That fucking movie rocks, dude. Yeah, like, sure it was so fucking good. Ben Stiller's high art, man. Hey, it was amazing.
He's just shredding down like on that skateboard. I remember like the cool CGI of him just like ripping on the skateboard.
And the whole time I'm like, why couldn't they get Adam Scott's fucking beard right? Like, everything else is gorgeous, but Adam Scott's beard looks like dog shit. It looks like a groundling.
That was just his beard, dude. He demanded the man can't grow.
How about Sean Penn at the end of the movie?
Just good.
Wait, no, he was so. I'm like, this dude is fucking good.
That's right. The whole movie's about finding like a white bobcat or something.
Right.
Some
and
shit.
He's like, you don't even take the picture sometimes. You just fucking feel it. I was like, whoa. That's penmanship.
Whoa, this got dumb.
I was so scared, though. So then the movie ended, and I was like fucking
crying.
Thought I had to call an ambulance because I was so stoned. I was looking at my fucking
you
eyes.
You didn't run it back? It was just like, run it back.
I should have. It cost like, it was like a $25 hotel movie. I wasn't going to run that shit back. Mm. But yeah, it was scary. 200, that was a lot of fucking MGs.
That's why I like fucking with the micro dose, because then you really know how much you can handle and then pull it back if you're like, oh, that was a little too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do have a confession. Last podcast, I was slamming those cans. I was slamming your cans.
Oh.
And halfway through, that shit kind of caught up to me.
Yeah, man.
How many did you have?
I think I got through like four. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the soundboard started looking a little zany to me.
Well, you really weren't touching it a lot in the last pot, if I remember. I remember there wasn't a lot of sick drops.
It was the can.
Yeah, you got a little nervous. You got a little skilled.
What's up? I wonder if, like, I do feel like the 3 mg cans hit me harder than, like, the 5 mg gummies, you know? So I wonder if there's something that is different about the digestion of that.
Liquid to solid?
The gummies take longer to digest.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah. I think the liquid you're just digesting a little faster.
Yeah,
and I think
you
even take it in on your tongue, right?
Oh,
like
nice.
Your tongue absorbs it.
Maybe I've had that a lot. A few people have asked me that, and I'm like, I'm not the brains
science.
Behind this operation. Right. I have no idea. I just like how it tastes, and I like weed. So
how is it up your butt?
And let me ask you this. Have you shotgunned any? Have you gone down that road yet?
No, I haven't shotgunned, but I mean, they're super chuggable.
Did you
pretty
chug
tiny.
It?
What I like to do, I like to butt chug it. Personally, I butt chug it.
Perfect.
You do a handstand against the wall and just one hand to crack it open?
Yeah, Chloe, real quick, can you pour this in my asshole?
Shake that up real quick.
Again?
Okay, you just did. Okay, do you really want to know? Okay, I'm marrying
this
babe. Guy.
You're going to be doing this for the rest of your life.
Allegedly. No, I like to mix it with like a 7-Up or like a Sprite or something.
You mix it. Oh, see, when I drank the cans, I didn't mix shit. I just was like going for them.
Only because I like more fluid. Like I like to drink. I like the act of drinking. So I'm like, the fact that they're so tiny, I'm like, I need some more.
What are they, 10 ounces or something like that?
No, they're like itty bitty little.
They're like little airplane cans.
I like to mix it with some pixie dust and Alizé.
I was going to do a commercial for Can at some point. Did you know that, Adam?
I know. I've been talking with them about that. We got to, you know, hopefully in this next year, the company explodes and we have money for commercials and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I sat down with those guys. They're cool guys. I was going to do a commercial and the whole thing was going to be a placebo test, alcohol versus Can.
What's that mean?
Ooh.
What's placebo test?
And then you drive.
Yeah, it was going to be like the effects of alcohol versus the effects of liquid marijuana and what that did to the same people in the same circumstance and how they acted. Like, we walked fully down this science experiment.
Don't you also have to do it where it's non-alcoholic and non-anything also?
You do have to have that as well.
The control or whatever.
And is this going to be like a real thing or is it going to be like scripted? Is it going to be a funny commercial?
It was going to be a real thing. It was going to be short. It was a big production for a very small commercial, you know, but we were going to pull the funniest shit out of it and throw that in there.
I do not doubt that.
But like,
so it wasn't for science. It was more for comedy.
It was for comedy, but we were going to approach it very real. Those guys were like, we should do this scientifically, like you're saying, because we want this information as well.
And so the hypothesis was going to be that people were going to like the way they felt better with the weed.
It was going to limit the belligerence, basically.
But that's what sucks. It was.
Yeah, but that's also part of the fun.
That's your opinion, man.
I know. I kind of came on the scene when I invested with these guys and was like, they sort of pitched me on that about and how they're like trying to get people off drinking and onto the can.
Also, it was major difference in the hangovers. The next day major focus.
Absolutely.
Nobody likes a hangover.
No one likes a good hangover.
I live for it.
Although I do like the challenge sometimes.
But then I said, well, I like to mix vodka in mine. And they're like, and also there's people that like to do that. And sure, I guess there are maniacs out there that treat their body like garbage cans.
I'm still going to send it.
So just this and some Everclear and no hangover?
Right, exactly.
It's good, man. You got to ride the wave.
If you drink it through your ass, it's all G.
Yeah, I told them that I like to butt chug it and mix it with vodka. And they're like, okay, different strokes.
I think it ended up like the other pitch that I had for them was just everybody waking up like doing like going running and shit like that and having like it be like you know, like a medicine commercial where you're selling this thing that makes you feel great and having those types of images over it. Very simple. But
Do you guys think that there's some like, and this is probably stupid, but do you think that you will be missing the like hangover camaraderie that you feel the next day when you're like, dude, I'm fucking where you're just like, you're dragging ass.
I feel it's more like for people that don't also like, there's like hardly any calories in it. There's 30 calories in a can. So like, and also there's a light that has 9 calories. So essentially can drink those. And if you're not trying to put on weight, unlike drinking, and you could go to a party and still feel like you're part of the whole social aspect of, you know, getting fucked up.
Yeah, but what Durs is asking is what about those mornings? Because some of the
bond of the hangover.
It's so much fun.
It is.
Some of the funniest mornings I've ever had is fighting through a hangover with my buds.
I'm saying that's what they're selling it for. I'm saying I also love that next day when like you then go out and with your like the crew that's still there the next day and you go get breakfast or whatever and you're like, and I can't believe you did that. And then like the one guy who like fell asleep in the neighbor's yard shows up to the breakfast spot and everybody's like, oh, he's not dead.
Exactly.
And then you're texting your one buddy to show up and then he doesn't. And then you find out he did die.
Okay.
He did die.
Yeah, he actually did die. He was really drunk and he walked into the freeway. So
that's also if you had a sick, epic ass hangover night. But if it was just like you and your roommate and you both fucking crushed tall cans and you both woke up hungover as fuck and it's like,
Yeah, that's less fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, hey, remember last night when you pissed yourself and it was just me and you?
You opened up your dresser drawer and peed in it?
Hilarious.
Hey, remember when me and you were just watching Shark Tank and you got weirdly way too drunk and started telling me that you love me and that you never loved your mom?
Yeah,
isn't that the cool thing about it? Where it's like it helps you recognize how shitty the behavior is. You're like, I can't fucking do this. This was too much. I mean, I know Kyle was talking about how sick of the hangovers he was.
Well, why didn't you cry?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, but I don't miss like the feeling, or honestly, I don't really miss fighting through the mornings as like
through
I
your
used to.
Roommates to the mornings.
Yeah, right. Fighting my roommate.
But I know what you're saying, because honestly, some of the funniest mornings and some of the like still inside jokes that I have with like my dude crews all across America.
Multiple crews. This guy's multiple.
He sure does.
No, but you know, like after like a drunken Ren Faire.
Oh my God, dude. Yes.
Specifically Ren Faire. I love it. The ripping and the tearing. The ripping and the tearing.
Is that a lance in your pants?
I'm thinking about this because we all like camped in our fucking cars. We all like, we stole a hammer.
The ripping and the tearing.
We like fucking got wasted, found where they had the taps and got smashed. And it's just Mead. Like, that's the funnest in the morning.
The ripping and the tearing.
I don't think I've laughed harder than just like with my eyes closed, still on the couch or like in a hotel room with like seven other dudes where like no one can move.
Do tell.
But people are just like shouting shit from across the room and like recalling stuff last night. And you're catatonic.
These are young hangovers though. Yeah. Y'all are talking about days of yesteryear.
We're talking 22-year-old hangovers.
Yeah, those are fun as fuck.
Yeah, those are great. Like, a nice 19-year-old hangover. Those are fantastic.
Oh, I love those.
I would go up to like 26, 27, like Durz's bachelor party. We were like 26. I remember being like, this is so fucking tight.
But also, we were a youthful 26, 27, 28, Thank 29, you. 30, 31, Thank 32. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people that age, like, it took us a while to grow. I'm still pretty youthful. Like, I feel like it took us a long time when other friends of ours are, like, married by 23 and have kids
so
by 25.
I got to go back to a reunion and just see some people, size them up.
Yeah, I think we did. We did a good job of hanging on to our youth. I think, hey, for anyone listening that's maybe 21 or two, don't get married until you're in your 30s and keep drinking and partying with your friends.
Give me a hell yeah.
Okay.
Look, taper it off around 27.
You don't have to. I didn't. I'm still not.
If it's a problem, I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah, if it's a problem, yeah.
If it's a problem, don't let it be a problem, okay? Right?
I'm still going to send it.
Really cool that you can do that.
If you see neighborhood cars and you feel the need when you're drunk that you have to fight them,
oh yeah,
you have to punch these cars and come back with glass in your knuckles.
Bro, that's what I used to do. That's my shit.
Yeah, then maybe you do have a problem and maybe you should taper off the drink.
Yes. Thank you, Adam.
I mean, were you guys drunk criers? At what age do you hit when you stop crying when you get drunk? That is a real high school thing.
What are you talking about?
No, I can speak to that. That's me, dude. I had the nickname of Cryle when I would get wasted.
You should not have told me that.
No, it's all good, bro. I'm 7 years out the game.
That's
all good.
A t-shirt.
Oh, yeah?
This is important.merchcentral.com. Link in the bio.
Don't be a cryo.
Don't be a cryo.
But that was it. It used to bum me out, but I would get so fucking, I don't know what happened. I would just like get confused and emo.
I know. It's like fucking, I don't know.
Well, Kyle, you got a lot of emotions always just bubbling like right beneath the surface. Like something's always happening just that you're not, you can't quite grasp. I feel like that's what it is.
What, Blake?
But this isn't just our friend group, Kyle. It is universal. When you are young and you get drunk, there are homies that cry when they get drunk. That is a universal thing.
I mean, I have before. I wouldn't say that it was like a thing that I did that often. Like I've been in fights with my friends and being like, why are we fighting? Come on. We're homies.
It is a depressant, right?
You're my best friend. You know, I've been that guy before for sure. But like that
with
wasn't
me.
That
was
but
that was like with me. Was that always with me? Because maybe I brought it out.
I think he was crying because he saw you crying, and it's like contagious.
That's what I mean. Like I don't know.
I'm pissed now. I mean, I did do that one time when me and you got in a fist fight over Thanksgiving, and it was just
that was the worst.
We both just like beat the shit out of each other. Mostly you beat my ass, I believe.
I don't know.
And I remember being like, why is he here? Why is he like that? I thought we're friends. So there was that one time, but I mean, that wasn't like a, and also I was 22 years old when that happened. Like I was,
you know, 21 or
I think that's peak cry when you're drunk age, right?
No.
There.
No.
Well, who else? I mean, yeah. Is this a universal thing?
I don't think it's that universal.
I would love to throw this to the fans.
Durs, what's up?
Durs has never cried ever.
I just
ever.
Don't know what, like, this, like, is this just, like, you're so drunk that you can finally, like...
have an emotion?
Let
like,
loose?
Shed it? Yeah.
Dude, yeah. No, it's the demons. It's the demons bubbling.
I guess my demons are just different.
You have different demons, yes.
Well, did you have any friends that did this at all? Like the emotional drunks?
You didn't have a crying friend?
No. Yeah. I mean,
I guess it would be Kyle. I don't remember him crying a whole lot. I remember him like getting like boiling mad and not being able to explain why he's so mad. And he's just like, you get it. And we're like, all right. I don't.
Like, what is the thing? I guess I'm trying to, like, recall an episode. Like, I think I've seen homies crying drunk, but it was probably because, like, they just got beat up by some strangers or something.
Or just, like, for me, it was like, I remember I cried once in high school, and people did not let me live it down for quite a while. And it was because...
they called me Crydom.
They called me Cradom.
Saddam Cryvine, come on.
Saddam Cryvine.
We got the label.
Because it was just because of like a girl, you know, and...
sure.
Like you saw one and started crying?
Yeah, I saw one. I'm like, oh my God, they're so pretty.
They're glorious.
She hit you.
They're so pretty. I want one.
Her hair smells like Pantene Pro.
How come they won't thank me? I want one.
Get over here.
I'm going to make 7 doors in my basement.
Oh boy.
No, we've established that under five. Okay. Oh, I'm not God. A creep. Okay. Yeah. Under 5 doors.
5 is acceptable.
Wait, so you cried because you broke up with a girl or whatever?
Yeah. I can't remember the exact scenario.
You got dissed publicly.
That's
sure.
valid.
Yeah. Yeah. There was, and that was one experience. And that's the only time I remember like crying drunk at a young age. So I don't think it's a universal thing. Like, I mean, for sure. At some point in your youth, if you drink alcohol, you're going to have some kind of emotional outburst, whether
sure.
that's crying or you're just like, fuck you, Eric. And you're like, yeah. why are they having beef? And then right. two guys who aren't really enemies or, you know, don't actually hate each other,
right.
you start swinging on each other and you're like, I don't know.
Free
they had too much yeah. Boone's hard, Boone's farm.
Mm-hmm. Or fucking, yeah, what were the... little Jack Daniels.
Well, I was thinking of Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Lynchburg Lemonade. My
oh,
God.
Yeah, Lynchburg. Also, or Two Dogs. Do you guys remember Two Dogs? I think that was might have been a specific Midwestern
I remember
thing.
Mad Dog 2020.
Was it sweet?
Two Dogs was like it was like a Mike's Hard Lemonade before Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah. Do you remember Aftershock? It was like cinnamon liquor with with rock candy at the
and then,
bottom.
And then you would save the rock candy because it was like pure liquor. And then like you'd
dude,
it's totally.
Pure liquor. I call it.
Yeah, it's like the worm.
And you'd finish the bottle and be like, okay, well, we can't get liquor this weekend. So we're going to melt this, melt these crystals.
Whoa.
I was going to say, is it a situation where like in case of an emergency break glass, but yeah. then it probably looks just like the rock.
No, for sure. You don't, no, you, we like yeah. melted it. We like melted it.
Eating the bottle.
And we, and then we like poured out in like little mini shots.
So right. you were freebasing, Aftershock.
Yeah. We would inhale the fumes and then
yeah,
cry.
That's like resin hits.
Did you guys ever rob anybody blind for alcohol?
Rob anybody for
yeah.
alcohol?
Like people's houses? Sure. You'd go to
like
a house
rob
party.
Rob a liquor store yeah. or rob a,
oh, no.
a convenience store or rob a Rite Aid no. On Harbor.
Oh, well, I actually remember that shit from Adam. When I first met you, Adam. Like you had a whole like you were like fucking flagrant and didn't give a fuck.
Dude, I was ready to go to jail for a 30 rack of Keystone Light.
That was true flagrant.
What were you doing? You would just grab it and walk out?
I would just grab it and walk the fuck out with 230 packs.
Go, brother, wow. And that's why you're my fucking best friend.
And then just walk out and they had a security guard and he'd just be like, Or I would walk into the freezer section, grab
yes, this is what
two
I
cases, and then just exit out the emergency exit. The alarm would go off, and I would just had a car there waiting for me, and we would
that
take
is
off.
Fucking cool.
It would explode in the background as you walk away.
I know. Absolutely. In hindsight, I'm like, that was the most insane thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
I'm not like I would have bought it if I could have bought it, but I couldn't have I couldn't buy it, so I had to rob it.
Why were we so crazy?
Insane.
Down in Costa Mesa, that's when I got busted for fucking having buying alcohol with somebody else's ID that I had found. Mm. And I was doing that for like a year. And then they found me and the cops fucking...
What do you mean they found you?
Well, they caught me doing it and they were like...
I was walking outside of the liquor store and they're like, that guy's 12.
Yeah, that dude is not able to buy that stuff. I remember. I was so scared.
I've been smoking for 3 years already.
I feel like you always looked... Like, it's ever since I knew you, 18, I felt like you were my one friend that I'd be like, Kyle, you should go try to get us booze.
Well, you know what I used to do? There was one liquor store on Harbor Boulevard that I could walk into after my job at Van Shoes, and I could walk in there.
Yes.
And what I would do is, like, as soon as I walked in the door, just spark up a conversation, real simple, like, very casual, and keep that conversation going until I was out the fucking door with the booze in my hand.
Oh, that was my move, too. I had a fake ID since I was 16 years old. That was my name on Workaholics, was DeMamp. Because my friend Jason, he had the first generation Photoshop, and so he could erase letters on the ID, but he couldn't add new ones that looked real, and he could also move the letters around. So I could move the letters around in my name, and Adam Patrick Devine boiled down to Devin D. Mamp. So that's
so tight.
Yeah, and so my name was Devin DeMamp, and I would go into – it only worked at one gas station because the guy just was, like, bad at his – like, truly was probably just depressed, clinically depressed, and was,
didn't
like –
didn't give a fuck.
What state did you have?
I was in Nebraska and had a Nebraska ID.
Oh, wow. That's gutsy.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I'm an idiot. I was just – I was also a year later, I was robbing the Rite Aid. I was a lunatic. So I went in there at, like, 16, 17, looking like – just way youthful, you know. Right. At 16, I looked like a fucking child, and then I'd go in there, and I had the same thing, Kyle. I'd always be in and be like, "God damn, it's a beautiful day," or whatever kind of day it is. I'd be like, "Windy as shit out there."
Exactly. Then, this guy must be old the way he's talking.
And then
about
I'd
the
come in and be like, talk about the Huskers, talk about like the football, or just be like, Jesus Christ, the traffic with the new putting some this goddamn housing over there, and it's the traffic right there, all that construction. Anyways, and then I'd always like throw in right. When I think you
anyways,
might
two bottles of aftershock.
The stuff with the candy.
This one's for my daughter.
And Smirnoff Ice. Like,
anyways, here, this card of 1330 racks of Keystone Light and and some Azul. And then one bottle of Hypnotic, please.
Right. Yeah.
I just remember you'd pair it with some like Black and Milds and feel older for some reason. You're like, I'll be smoking some Black and Milds.
It was always Black and Milds for whatever reason. That was
Black and Milds.
Yeah, and a pack of Black and Milds.
Or was that the Swisher Sweet? Which one tastes like candy and you'd be like,
well, Black and Milds tasted really good.
Yeah.
Swisher Sweets also tasted okay, but that was mostly for rolling the Blizzons.
Definitely was the other thing that helped with this is I could confidently, because I had been buying cigarettes for a couple years, so I could confidently say, let me get that pack of this and this, the special kind. So that was like the capper to say, I'm an old dude, give me my booze and my smokes.
Well, that was the move. Also, I kept it in the plastic. Now I feel like 100% of the time they're like, take it out of the plastic and hand it to me.
You would hand them the whole wallet. I remember people told me to do that, and I was like,
I wouldn't give them the whole wallet. I would just hold up in the plastic and hold it up to them, and they look. Yeah. And if they asked to take it out, I would just leave. I'd go.
Yeah. His wallet had the little window in it.
Yeah,
it had the your window. ID is it.
Also, there was Velcro on the wallet, so I'm a I'm a true teenager that has to be like
a cool Hot Topic wallet.
And Pokemon. Like, hey, man, how about them Huskers?
I do this ironically anyway.
Everybody at our school had a Vermont ID that my homie was making. And it like got passed down through the generations.
Oh, that's
nice. My name on it was Gunnar Torfinson.
That's the hardest fucking name on the block.
That's right.
And then he made up fake college IDs to go with it. So if they were
you could be a Gunnar Torkelson though.
Yeah.
You had the backup ID too?
Right. So you'd be like, here's my university ID. And it was for like a cooking college that was near our
town.
That's
brilliant.
Oh, that's awesome. Brilliant,
mate. You know what we had? We had the plug at a gym. So you know how motherfuckers lose their ID?
That's where I got mine
all the time.
Yeah.
So you would just get the ID, the lost ID
of
and
some
hope
super yoked dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, with just like crazy neck muscles, just like traps for days.
Did you take my shit?
I'm thinking about it. And that's where I got it, was from the gym. And I was using this forever. And that's actually a true crime if you're using somebody else's ID for this. Mm-hmm. And the time
so
I got caught.
So we are a crime podcast.
I'm pretty sure it's all a crime.
But the time that I actually got caught, it was for buying without an ID because I did not have it with me. And I remember being like, oh, right. I fucking lucked out, dude. Like I didn't actually use the other guys.
Did you guys go? Was I with either Kyle or Blake when I was living in Costa Mesa and we were friends? My Nebraska fake ID got taken away, and someone told me that I could get a new fake ID in on Alvarado Street in downtown LA. And downtown LA now is, I mean, there's some sketchy places, but most of it is there's just fucking Fuddruckers and shit.
Disneyland now.
It's all Staples Center.
This is ringing a weird bell. I don't know what it is, though.
But I went down there. Someone told me, and then I'm like, well, how am I going to know? And they're like, just roll your window down and someone will stop you. And I'm like, what? And so I go up there and I roll my windows down. And I think I was with my buddy Zach.
Yeah, I don't think I was there.
Yeah. And he's like, how's this going to work? I'm like, I've been told just to roll the windows down. We roll the window down. No joke. Immediately. Mm-hmm. Someone's just like, fake ID, fake ID. And I'm like, yes, fake ID. And we went into like the back of this, like,
you're under arrest.
This like dollar store, and they made the fake ID right there. I took a photo. They fully made a fake ID.
Wow. Did you get headshots too?
Yeah, I quickly got my first.
I got an idea. Headshots. It was pretty. It was a twofer.
It was an Argentum package.
Oh, boy.
Do you remember your first? Kyle, did you ever get real headshots? Probably not, right?
No, I never got them.
Well,
nope.
Good.
I still need them. Biggest scam. I still got to do it.
Oh, what a scam, dude. I remember the first time I think I got two sets of headshots in my years. But the first time I did it, they're so expensive, too. And you have to
unbelievably expensive.
I remember having to call my parents and be like, hey, I need like $600. And they're
crazy.
Like, what? And I'm like, you cannot be an actor without headshots. You need these. And they're like,
And that's just to like get the photos taken.
And then you got to get it printed. It's a whole thing. So
it's
fucking
insane.
Well, Kyle had the hack.
Huh?
His brother would take photos.
Yeah.
So Kyle had the hack. And
that
Kyle, you do have a headshot and I'm in it with you. So
we're
going to post
that's
that.
That's our marriage shot, bro.
Were they professional quality? Because right off the bat,
see.
If they see that you've like not gone the like,
I was
the way
definitely,
of the...
Well, I was on the other side of the lens. That's where my career started. Was like, I would be with the guys who took the headshots. I never paid for headshots, so if I got them, they were my brother who was taking the headshots.
Yeah,
or...
and Adam actually did a great job, so for sure they looked professional enough. But
yeah, but yes, $700 for fucking pictures underneath a tunnel in fucking North Hollywood.
I remember the first time they told me I needed three looks. They're like, you're a young guy. You're gonna need three looks. You're gonna need like you're an athletic look, like you're like you might play sports." You need a like a shirt and tie look. Like, hey, maybe this guy could work in an office.
And then the last one, just a fedora.
And just shirt off.
And then they're like, you need a bad boy look. And I'm like, what? And they're like, do you have like a leather jacket or something? I'm like, I don't. And they're like, do you have a wife beater? And I'm like, I could buy one. And so I went and bought a fucking wife beater, like a white tank top, skin tight, ribbed. And it's like making me, and I'm for sure not a bad boy. Yeah, I mean, 100%, I'm not getting
But you're not a bad
I'm
boy.
Naughty, for sure. I am naughty, but I'm not a bad boy.
Yeah, you might be smoldering.
Yeah, that was your twink photo, baby.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
The tickled.
Totally.
Yeah, tickled.
And so he made me, I need to find these photos. I have no idea where they're at. But he made me hold onto a chain link fence and look over my shoulder.
I remember now.
That was a booty shot?
Yeah, a booty shot. Looking over my shoulder as if I'm about to climb this chain link fence, like I'm running from the cops.
Did he tell you to bite your lip, or was that what you brought to the character?
That might have been an artistic choice.
You're a bad boy.
Let me help you up on the fence a little bit. Here, I'm just going to lift
I'm
you
an
up.
Intuitive actor. I knew what he wanted behind that lens.
Oh, God.
What a
damn
racket. And then you spend $500 on like 1,000 prints or whatever, and then they're gone.
Right.
And then
you worked at the fucking Photoshop.
I worked
dude.
At the place
you were the
where
man.
You would get photos taken, and then you would come to the place I worked, and we would print it up, and we would like do touch ups, and we would pick like the border and the font for your name and stuff.
Oh my God.
It was a rad job. I got it through Annie from Lemmings.
Yeah.
Annie,
yeah. That's right. Savage.
Savage. Thank you.
I was going to say Lennox. And I'm like, that's not right.
No. I got it through Annie Lennox. I was walking on broken glass.
The famous singer.
I mean, to be fair, I bet the hottest males and females walked through those doors to get their photos developed.
It was crazy. Yeah.
That was probably a cool job for a young dude in their 20s. Just seeing like every beautiful actress who needs to get their photos, because you have to get them done like every couple years. You can't like look any different.
Right.
Now, do you, I mean,
what's up now? Do you have to even have headshots now, or you just have to have an IG?
It's something different.
I think when you very first start out, you need digital photos, but like your Instagram photos are just as good as anything that we were taking 15 years ago.
They have to have something, but it's all digital now. And I think Argentum, the place I worked, Argentum, shout out. They were like transitioning at this time, because the dude who ran it was like super smart about like staying ahead of the curve and shit. Cause he knew he was like, this is going to be obsolete.
He didn't Blockbuster that bitch. He got ahead of it.
He got ahead of it. Yeah.
Smart. Speaking of transitioning, does anyone have any take backs, callbacks, or put down
epic slams,
put downs, epic slams, giveaways,
apologies.
And if anyone has any giveaways, I feel like we didn't argue a lot today. I would like to, I kind of apologize during, but I would like to re-apologize for igniting Kyle's love of weed again. I know he stopped.
Hell yeah.
I sent him, you know, a ton of little cans. By the way, if you like them, I can keep hooking you up, but I'm not trying to be your pusher. I'm not trying to be your pusher. Actually, and I'd like to apologize.
Yeah, I'll take that and compliment you for investing in a great product. Like, to me, I love can. I think it's a fantastic thing. I might not smoke weed as much as I used to or ingest as much weed as I used to, but I still got great respect for it. Still love it.
And that is C-A-N-N. C-A-N-N.
Smoke weed every day.
And you, well, that's the thing. Like, he doesn't anymore, but still likes can.
He drinks it.
Well, it's only a matter of time. It's a slippery slope with me.
Welcome back, baby.
And you know what? I want to compliment Can for how freaking fully torqued I was last episode. Woo! And I know my dose a little better now, but I really want to compliment our freaking merch, which is so tight. And you can get it at
looks good.
This is important. Merchcentral.com. We got some great stuff.
Did we mention we got t-shirts too? Mm-hmm. I think we glossed over t-shirts.
Oh. Dude, they have our faces on it.
Hey, if you're in Arizona, you might go, fuck a hoodie.
Right.
I don't need a hoodie. It's too hot for hoodies, you know? Maybe you live in Belize and you're like, a fucking hoodie? I don't think so, Jack. I need a t-shirt. Yeah, I need a t-shirt. And guess what? We have them as well.
Okay.
We do. And we will have tank tops at some point.
At some point, we're getting tank tops, boy.
Hot.
Some point, we'll sell nice henna tattoos that say this is important.
Durs, please say what's on your mind right now.
I was going to apologize for telling you guys to stop talking over each other. And then it just came back. And now I want to say sorry to everyone at home. Today was a heavy overlapper, and we're doing our damnedest here. We're having fun.
Will you please be quiet?
Big compliment to Blazer for the Labyrinth.
Really good stuff today, Blake.
Everything I do is for you, baby.
Thank you. I think the tall boys, you're a little better on the board with a tall boy. The can, you were a little slow. You were, I think you might have been a little bit in your head with the can.
Dude, and we were talking about weird ass shit like philosophy. Like, I was tripping, bro. I was really.
Were we talking philosophy? I don't remember a lot of philosophy.
We were talking about God. We were talking about like reincarnation. Oh, like, it was crazy, bro.
This podcast?
Was I tripping? Last podcast.
I meant like on this is important.
Well, no, we were talking about the Mandela effect. Remember that?
No, I think we were talking Mandela effect, and it was spun out. We got real deep last podcast. I'd like to compliment us on last podcast.
And how deep we got.
Yeah, how deep we're getting. We're not afraid to dig deep.
Damn right.
Hey.
This is important.
Is that the first official recorded fart?
That's it, baby. I got it. It's all me.
Hey, compliments.
I want to know what that one seems like.